Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you're excited today because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. I am so thankful. I am almost 100%. I bet I'm 95%. So I am just thrilled to be alive. Thrilled to be alive. Thrilled to be not sick. But I was reading today, and I want to go back into kind of finishing up what I was going, or what I was talking about yesterday, that God's going to answer your prayers and that you have God. Stay focused on the things that matter. Stay focused on God. There's a lot of distraction out there. There's a lot of other things you can think on, but you think on God, you stay focused on that, you stay settled in that, and you'll start to see the peace of God, which is a spiritual peace that comes from the heavens. I want to start off with Psalms today, chapter 20, verse 1. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. Again, he's going to hear you in the day of trouble. Verse 6, now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. You trust in God at all times, ye people. You put your heart in God's hands. The seat that what makes you you, you stay focused on that. You pray to God. He's going to bring you through anything you're going through. If you go to Psalms chapter 86, verse 5, it says, for thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive. If you have a problem in your life where you feel that condemnation, you're not good enough. It's a lie. It's a lie. Once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you're righteous. You are set upright in God's eyes. There is nothing you can do that can change that. In fact, you walk around with the aroma of Christ, his son. Nothing that you can do can change your position. You are upright in God's eyes. Again, verse 5, for thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy, which is that loving kindness unto all them that call upon thee. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer and attend to the voice of my supplications, which are prayers of personal need. He is plenteous in mercy and active compassion, and he asks us to pray. Give ear to my prayers. Declare your prayers to God. Don't be fearful. He wants to hear from you. Verse 7, in the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt respond. God's going to not only hear your prayers, he will respond to your prayers. And these are prayers of personal need. These are not redundant, repetitive prayers. He tells you not to pray repetitively. You pray prayers of personal needs to God, and you lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. If you go to Romans chapter 5, verse 1, it says, therefore, being justified out from faith, and again, never forget that. Once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you are justified and righteous. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. No matter what you've done in your life, you have peace with God. It doesn't say later, it says right now. If you don't feel that peace, if you're afraid and you don't think you're good enough, it's a lie. That's why God tells you these things. It doesn't matter what the world says. It doesn't matter what this life tells you about yourself. You have peace with God right now. You're good enough. Not only are you good enough, you've been called and summoned. Verse 2, by whom? By Christ Jesus, we have access by faith. You have access to God. And it's not in the future. It's right now. That's why you get to stand in that liberty. Liberty. Stand forth in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free. And that's the freedom to go where one wants. Stand forth in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free. And be not entangled again with the weight or the yoke of bondage. That weight and yoke of bondage is not only the laws. It's also in your mind. You can be free from the things that hold you down in life when you start to go to God and recognize who you are as a son of God, what Christ died for. He died that you can live free, free from condemnation. And you have God's word anytime you want it. You just open it up and you listen to it, you read it, and you believe it. That's having a firm conviction, a firm reliance. You have all things right now. We live in a beautiful, beautiful time. Pray the big prayers today. Lift them up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray to God. This is biblical. You never pray to Christ. It doesn't do anything. You pray to God. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Smell the sea and feel the sky.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today and just for everything that's going on. I pray for your loving disposition and your kindness. I pray that you take care of my brother when he drives today, that you just protect him and his family. I thank you for just the each and every situation that your hand's in. I pray that you open those doors that need to be opened, close the doors that need to be closed. And I just thank you again for each and every moment that you give us in this life, and just for a joyous day today. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.